The nation's top safety investigators say multiple failures are to blame for the mid-air blowout during the flight of an Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX jet last year. Members of the National Transportation Safety Board met in Washington today to review the results of a lengthy investigation into the accident. NTSB Board Chair Jennifer Homendy praised the crew of the flight for getting all 177 people on board safely back to Portland International Airport. But Homendy faulted Boeing and regulators at the Federal Aviation Administration.
The crew shouldn't have had to be heroes, because this accident never should have happened. The safety deficiencies that led to this accident should have been evident to Boeing and to the FAA.
NPR's transportation correspondent Joel Rose has been following this, and he's here in the studio. Hey, Joel.
Hey, Ari.
It's been nearly a year and a half since the accident. Remind us how it went down.
Yeah, Alaska Airlines Flight 1282 took off from Portland on its way to California. About 6 minutes later, a large piece of the fuselage known as a door plug panel blew out of the aircraft. The cabin was instantly depressurized. Loose items like phones and bags were sucked out of the plane, which was now flying with a large hole in the fuselage. We found out today that there were 3 lap-held infants on board at the time and 4 unaccompanied minor children, including 1 6-year-old who had never flown before. But remarkably, no one was killed or even seriously injured. The crew was able to turn the plane around and make an emergency landing back in Portland. Luckily, the plane was only at about 15,000 feet when all of this happened. If it had been at its regular cruising altitude of 35,000 feet, it could have turned out very differently.
That sounds absolutely terrifying. Have federal investigators been able to figure out exactly what went wrong?
There is still some mystery here. Investigators had said that 4 key bolts were missing when the jet left Boeing's factory in Renton, Washington. We heard today that if even one of those bolts had been in place, it could have possibly prevented the blowout. Investigators say Boeing has no record of exactly who was responsible for removing and reinstalling the door plug, and investigators say they have not been able to pinpoint exactly who performed those tasks. But NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy said this points to bigger problems with Boeing's safety protocols.
Like what? What are the bigger problems?
Well, Homendy criticized Boeing for relying on a single point of failure instead of having a more robust safety system that would have flagged the problem before it left the factory. Homendy also criticized regulators at the FAA for not being more proactive in their oversight before this incident. And one other interesting takeaway from the meeting today, it just underscored the lack of experience among the factory workers who were building these planes. We knew that Boeing had lost a lot of experienced people during the COVID-19 pandemic and struggled to replace that institutional knowledge. Investigators say there were 24 workers on the door team at this factory, but only one of them had previous experience removing and replacing a door plug panel, and he was out on vacation when this work was done.
Well, have Boeing and federal regulators taken any steps in response to the door plug problem?
Yes, the FAA says it has fundamentally changed how it oversees Boeing. In a statement, the agency said it has capped production of the 737 MAX at 38 jets per month and that it will keep that cap in place until regulators are satisfied that Boeing has improved its quality control. The door plug blowout also sparked a crisis at Boeing. The former CEO stepped down. The company announced a host of changes, including more robust training for new employees. Boeing now has a new CEO, Kelly Ortberg, who took over last summer. And NTSB Chair Homendy praised Ortberg today for renewing the company's focus on safety, though she says there is still more to do.
NPR's Joel Rose, thank you.